Okay, we're holding on Lamed Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha'ish Megaleach al Nezirusav, if a man is allowed to bring his korbanos, again, Megaleach in the sense that we've used it throughout the Masechta to mean paying for the expenses of the korbanos that are associated with the shaving. So a person can use the nezirus of his father as a basis for that, to pay using that. But a woman cannot use what her father had designated for his nezirus. Ketzad, what does this mean? Mishal Ya'aviv Nazir, suppose that a person's father was a Nazir, and we mentioned the other day that there's a different Rashi has one girsa over here, Tosfos has a different girsa. So we'll talk according to the girsa that we have printed in front of us, but then we'll talk about the Tosfos says it's the other way around. So Mishal Ya'aviv Nazir, suppose that a person's father was a Nazir, Behipsh Mois Stumim Al Nazir. So he set aside Mois Stumim, like we talked about the other day, at length, undesignated. So he set aside money for his nezirus, but without designating that's going to be for any of the particular korbanos. Umes, and then the father died, which normally at that point that money should go into nedava, as we said there. But in this case, if he says instead, I'm going to be a nazir now on condition that I should be allowed to redirect this money, and instead of giving it into nedava, that I should be allowed to use it for my korbanos. So that's what we're talking about. That a man can be megaleach al nezirus av. That's what the Tanakhama says. Yes. We'll see in the Gemara why it is. Rabbi Yosi harelo yufel nedava. Rabbi Yosi says no. In that kind of case, the money goes into nedava. Ain't a megaleach al nezirus av. That's not the case where a man is able. That's not the case where we have the halacha for the reasons that we'll talk about in the Gemara that the son should be able to use his father's money. What is the case where he can use his father's nezirus for his own? If he and his father were nezirim, so he declared nezirus while his father was still alive. So then his father set aside Moritz Stumim to pay for his korbanos nezirus, or mess, and then the father died for his own. This is the father.
His own.
No. So the father had set aside, this second case then, again, the way we have it printed in the Mishnah, is the second case, which is Rashi's Girsa, is that the first case was that the son only declared Nezirus after his father died, that's what we're going to talk about in the Gemara, but after the money on the face of it should have gone to Nedava, and instead he wants to say that I should be able to use it for my Kavanah, and that's where we have the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosi arguing. The Tanakhama says fine, and Rabbi Yosi says no good, it goes to Nedava. When Rabbi Yosi is saying, when do we allow him to do that, is when he was a Nazir while his father was still alive.
He became a Nazir
while his father was still alive. The Hifrish Ovid Mois Tumim Nazir. So his father set aside Mois Tumim, unspecified money for his Nazirus, or mess, and then the father died. Zeu Shemagalayach on Nazirus Ovid. Rabbi Yosi says that's the case where he's allowed to use his father's money for his Nazirus. Now this is all stumin because we learned in the Gemara that during this past week, if the money or the animals were mefurish, that's a whole different ballgame than the chachat of tamurus or tail of the yamamelach, etc. So it has to only apply to stumin. Now, so that's the way we have it in the Mishnah is Rashi's girsa. It comes out then according to Rashi's girsa, the Tanakhama is saying in either case, whether the son was a Nazir while his father was alive, or whether he only declared, whether he declared Nazirus after his father died, which is the first case of the Mishnah, or whether he only became a Nazir after his father died, or whether he was a Nazir while his father was alive, which is the second case of the Mishnah. Either way, the Tanakhama says that he can use his father's money. Rabbi Yosi argues and says that if he only became a Nazir after his father died, then no. Tosfos has the girsa the other way around, that Tosfos flips around the two cases in the Mishnah. According to Tosfos, the first case in the Mishnah, the one that Rabbi Yosi is arguing about, is the case where he was a Nazir while his father was alive. So then Rabbi Yosi argues that no, you can't allow him to use his father's money for the korbanos, the pashtus, because he already had his own independent chiyuv nezirus at that point. How can he all of a sudden undo his own chiyuv and use his father's money instead? So that's the thing. That's according to Tosfos. That's why Rabbi Yosi disagrees in that case. Whereas when would Rabbi Yosi agree that it's fine? The case which Rashi says is the one that Rabbi Yosi disagrees with. The case where he only declared Nazirus after his father died. So now he's saying, even though by rights this money should have gone to Nadava, but I want to declare Nazirus and on condition that I'm able to use that money for my nezirus. That's when that would be the second case of the Mishnah, and then it seems even Rabbi Yossi would agree that, according to Tosfos, that that's fine.
If you are reported that somebody can voluntarily pay for the parnasa or not,
right?
So why can't the father's money?
Because in this case, the father's not alive anymore. In this case. So according to the two different ways of looking at it, again, according to Rashi's way of looking at it, if you had the case where Rabbi Yossi disagrees, is the money rather was already earmarked for the Nedava. How do you have the ability all of a sudden to change it now and say I'm taking it away from the Nedava and I want to use it for my
korban? Automatically.
No, but that it automatically happens, right? According to Tosafot's way of looking at it, it would be the other way around, because once you declared Nezirus while your father was alive, you already had your own independent kiyu at that point. You can't now take your father's korbanos and use them for yourself when he designated them, not korbanos, money, whatever, was meant to be to pay for his own Nezirus. You can't now redirect it to yours. Anyway, I mean, according to the Tanna Kamma of the Mishnah, either way, you're allowed to do it. In both cases, the son is allowed to do it, a daughter is not. So you must have my timer. So what's the reason?
Is it a what?
Well, so when we say what's the reason, yeah. So the Rosh says the my timer is. Usually we learned 2 days ago, a long braisa that said that when you chayev a korban chatas, you're not allowed to use your father's korban, even if he did the exact same avera. So why should it be any different by nezirus? Why should you have a case where you're allowed to use your father's money towards your own korban? That's how the Rosh explains the question, my timer. But that's on the face of it. So what? You yashin your father in the case of a chatas also, and we said that doesn't work. So why should this be any different? Tosfos explains that rather the question is, the Maitaima is, why is a man and a woman different? Why is it that a man is able to use his father's money for his own nezirus, but a woman is not?
And why is it this Maitaima for Tosfos as if he didn't have a Maitaima for what we said initially?
Which?
The first interpretation is the first Maitaima.
Because you could argue that, okay, you know, fine, in the case of a Chatas you can't, but in the case of other Korbanos you could, you know. Probably Tosfos doesn't consider that to be such a strong question. Rabbi Yochanan halacha even nazir. So Rabbi Yochanan says the same answer that he's used the last few Mishnayos. It's halacha l'moshe mitzinai as far as a nazir. So according to either way of looking at it, according to the Rosh, it's halacha l'moshe mitzinai that the case of a nazir is different than the case of a chatas. According to Tosfos, the answer is that it's halacha l'moshe mitzinai that a man can do it and a woman, and that a son can do it and a daughter cannot.
How can we not be certain about what halacha
l'moshe mitzinai? Rabbi Yochanan is saying halacha l'moshe.
For what?
Something about this. The Gemara didn't spell out my timer and what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, halacha ibn nazir. So it's left for the Rishonim to figure out which one it means. You have to realize in the times of the Gemara they had. I mean, what's one major difference? Why is it anyway that you have there's the Gemara and then there's everything else that comes after it? One thing is because up until the end of the time of the Gemara they had a fairly clear Masoda. I mean, they still had, there were details that they weren't certain about, that's why they have all the machlokas in the chat, but by and large, for example, they knew what's halacha l'moshe mitzinai and what's not. But I'm in fact right that halacha l'moshe mitzinai, nobody ever argues on it. So they had that clear. After that Amnon describes in the introduction to Yad Chazaka, that after that, the Jewish people started getting scattered all over the world, and the yeshivas were closed, and this and that and the other, so things got a lot more scrambled. Ever since the Chassidus and Gemara, you don't have all the Chachamim together in one place under one central authority that can decide halacha for the whole Jewish people. And details like this may have gotten scrambled. So by the time you get to the Balei HaTosfos and the Rosh, we know from the Gemara that there's which things are halacha l'moshe mitzinai and whatnot, but if the Gemara itself doesn't spell it out, they don't have any way of knowing.
Well, how do the Rishonim learn the other? How does the Rosh explain why there's a difference between men and women?
So the difference between men and women, yeah, the Rosh says that's going to be the next point the Gemara is going to take out.
Okay.
Yeah. Tosfos would say, yeah. Okay, so now the Gemara asks Pshita. Well, isn't that obvious? So according to the Rosh, the Pshita begins a new thing. Halacha ibn Nazir, that is different than Chatas. Now the Gemara is continuing. Okay, what about the man versus woman thing? L'chura, isn't it obvious? A man yarshins his father, a woman ordinarily does not. so shouldn't it be an obvious thing that she can't use the Kovanis? According to Tosfos, it's a continuation. Given that Tosfos says the question is why the difference between man and woman, so now if we're saying halacha ibn Nazir, the question is what do we need now? Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. It's obvious that there's a difference in the dinim of Yerusha. That's the next. That's what the Gemara is going to take that way. The answer is my. It's a pshita. My lememra. What do we need to say it for? Ben Yerush Shasavim Bafloy. We know a son inherits from his father. A daughter ordinarily does not. The answer is let's see. Chabelasai Elabas. Fine. But you have a case like Flubbud, where he only has daughters. Mao de Tema. So you might have thought, if not for the Mishnah pointing it out, you would think Yoshin Gemirin La. The halacha of Moshe Mitzinai is that Yoshin that was did not say specifically boys. It said sons. It said the Yoshin can use the can use the money, which would mean whoever Yoshin is. It would mean a son if he has sons, a daughter if he doesn't have sons, a brother if he doesn't have either of those, etc. Kamashmalon halacha. No, that's why we're told halacha Moshe Mitzinai. It's only sons, not daughters. The Achronim talk about, I believe, the Minchas Chinuch talks about the question: what about could the same thing maybe include a grandson? If the halacha Moshe Mitzinai is only sons, does that mean only sons as in actual biological sons, or does it mean descendants in the male line? So therefore, grandson, if the son himself has died before the father, and he left over children of his own, then those children will inherit directly from their grandfather. Does that work, or maybe not? Maybe the halacha Moshe Mitzinai is after a son, no other. What? He said he leaves it with a question, yeah. So now the Chachamim had a question. We say in the Mishnah that we had the first case of the Mishnah, whichever it was, and then we had Rabbi Yossi. Then we had Rabbi Yossi said, no, that's not the case where you megaleach al nazirus aviv. Rather, the case is such and such. Now, when we learned the Mishnah, we assumed it meant that the Chachamim, in fact, argue with him. They're mentioning their case. Rabbi Yossi is jumping in and saying, no, that in that case where you're saying he can, he can't. Rather, but when do I agree with you in case number two? But you could also learn the Mishnah differently. You could learn the Mishnah. The Tanakhama mentions his case, and Rabbi Yossi says, you're making a mistake. That's not the case that the Chachamim meant. Rather, the case is the second case, in which case, implicitly, the Chachamim would agree with him. You're right, we made a mistake. We scrambled the situation. So, Pligi Rabbanan Alei de Rabbi Yossi, I like Pligi. Do the Chachamim, in fact, argue with Rabbi Yossi? Is it that even after Rabbi Yossi says to them, that's not the case, they are still telling him, no, that is the case, so that's one of the two cases? Or likely, do they not disagree with him? They agree, you're right, Taka in that first case is Taka not. The proper case with a Malach on the Zero Sum, only the second case. And the Imtim Tzolayim of Pligi, furthermore, let's ask if they are arguing Aresha or Yasefa. Are they arguing connection with the Resha or with the Seifa? So are they saying that Rabbi Yossi is saying, let's call the Tosfos's version because we have it here in front of us, that Rabbi Yossi is saying if you were a Nazir while your father was alive, then you can't be Megaleach. So they would say you can. Or are they arguing on the Sefer? Maybe when Rabbi Yossi says in the Sefer, you can do it if you only declared Nazirus after your father died, maybe the Chachamim disagree with him there. Tashma, come, let's prove from a Braisa. How does it work out that the Chachamim say that a man can be Galeach based on his father's Nazirus? If his father was a Nazir, Hifish Aviv Moris the Nazirus. So his father set aside money for his Nazirus, Umes, and then he died. For Omar, and now the son says, after the father died, Hareini Nazir, I'm a Nasha Galeach, Moris Abba, I'll be a Nazir on condition that I can use my father's money for my Korbanus. That's the case where he's able to be Megaleach based on his father's money. But the case when both his father and he were Nazirim, which again, according to Tosfos has given us, is indeed the second case of our Mishnah. And his father set aside money for his Nazirus and then he died. Then they go to Nadava. Divir Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Amru Zeru Shemagalei, Hamar Itzaviv. So what do we see from that? We see clearly from the Spraita, therefore, that they're only arguing in one case. They're not arguing about the case when the son became a nazir after the father died. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees to that. They're only arguing in the case where both of them were nazirim at the same time. So we see from that that they're only arguing on one case in the Mishnah, but indeed they are arguing in that case. You can't say that Rabbi Yossi says and the other Chachamim disagree with him, because in this Braita you don't have any evidence of that. Before we get to that next part, by the way, the halacha in this case is like the Tanakama, or like the other Tanakama over here. Now, usually the rule is Rabbi Yossi Nimukha Imer. Rabbi Yossi usually always has a good reason to explain his shitta, and therefore the halacha usually is like him. Here we have Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir, and Yehuda against him. I guess I haven't seen anything explicit about this, but given that our Mishnah doesn't mention the names of the Tanoim that disagree with Rabbi Yossi, we probably follow the usual rule then that we go according to the Chachamim against Rabbi Yossi, even though the Braita spells out that it's specific Tanoim, we still don't, we sort of ignore the Braita in favor of the Mishnah. Mishnah just says it's Chachamim unspecified, means that Rebbe meant to establish the halacha like that, not like Rabbi Yossi. So in practice, the halacha is regardless whether the son was a Nazir while his father was alive, or regardless whether he becomes whether he becomes a nazir only afterwards. Either way, as long as the Moritz has stum him, then he has the option to say that I want to use it. If he doesn't, then Amram says, then the taka goes to Nadava. And once it's going to Nadava, if he doesn't say that I plan to use this money, then it goes to Nadava.
But
he says it right when his father dies.
Right.
Yeah.
There's this money, I'm a nazir, and I'm going to use it.
And I'm going to use it. So then that's fine. But I'm enough that I can use it. Then it's fine. But if it went in a dove, then he can't change his mind later. Almanas would mean if it should turn out that for whatever reason I can't use this money, let's say, for example, it gets lost, then I won't be a nazir. No. We're talking about the case where he says I'll be a nazir as of now. Yeah, his father passed away on Rosh Hashanah, let's say. So he said, on Rosh Hashanah itself, he says, as of today, beginning Rosh Hashanah, I'll be a nazir, I'll manach that I can use this money. So what happens if for whatever reason he can't use the money, let's say it's lost, and he won't be a nazir, yeah. Okay, what if this man who was a nazir had two sons who were nazirim? So, Tosfos points out the question could be both according to Rabbi Yossi and according to the Chachamim. In Rabbi Yossi's case, Rabbi Yossi agrees there's one case where they're able to do it. So what happens if there's two of them? According to the Chachamim, there's two cases, if they were nazirim while he was alive or after he died. So what if there's two of them? Mahu, so what would he have done? Do we say Hilchos HaGemurim law? Now we have our Lachal Moshe Sinai that they're able to do it, but therefore we would say Kol Dekadim Golach Golach. So fine, whichever one ends up bringing his korbanos first is the one who's entitled to the money. Which doesn't necessarily mean, by the way, the first one who made the nether. Imagine, for example, both of them say after their father dies, let's say, that I'll be a nazir, but one says for 30 days and one says for 45 days. So the seven, yeah, the first one is going to finish first. Adilma, Yerusha Gemirin Law, or maybe the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is as a matter of Yerusha, or Pagahava, and then each of them gets half. Is it like any Yerusha? And furthermore, Bai Rava, Rava furthermore asks the question, B'chara Poshet Mai, what about, let's have a different, what if these two sons, one of them is a B'chara and one of them is a non-B'chara? A B'chara usually gets a double portion. Hilchos HaGemurim law, do we say that the halacha of Moshe Sinai, the halacha is that they get it, that Ha'ishma Galeach al-Nazir HaSaviv, but not as a matter of Yerusha. The Hilchos HaGemurim Galuchi before Mai Deshakil, therefore they don't get to bring karbanas in proportion to what they would take, meaning we don't say that the Bechor is only a Bechor and a Pashat, we don't say the Bechor gets two-thirds of the money and the Pashat gets one-third. Each one of them would get half. I do a Yerusha here. Maybe it's considered like a regular Yerusha. The Chiyach of the Shakal Pishnaim, Hachim Galeach. Just as he takes a double portion from all the rest of the property, the same way also with this also, he can leave a Galeach on a double portion of this He can use two. He can use two parts of this money, you know, and all the other sons only get one part. The imtim salami yerushahi. So if you're going to say that it is considered a yerusha, will affirm the shakum megaleach, which would mean therefore that in proportion to what he gets of the rest of the yerusha is what he gets from here, from this money over here. Then we can ask over chulin who de islay pishnayim. Maybe should we say that when it comes to chulin, he gets a double portion, aval behektish loy, but not in hektish. Oidilma, or maybe given to kanilay. Once he was kona it as far as being able to use it towards his karbanos, then it wouldn't be a difference. Now, what do we mean by this? What's this chulin versus hektish thing? I mean, we're talking about hektish over here on the face of it. There's at least three different explanations over here. Rashi says the vort is, the Gemara is asking like this. Fine. Let's say that the Bechor Taka inherits a double portion of the money. Now let's ask a different case. Suppose that the korban was brought. Suppose that, let's say, for example, only one of the children was a nazir. So fine, he got the money and he brought his korbanos with it. Now when it comes to eating the meat of the korban, does the bechor maybe get a double portion of that of the meat? Because after all, it came from his father's money. That's what we mean by chulin. That's what we mean. Maybe he only gets a double portion by chulin, but not when it comes to hektish, meaning eating kodshin. That's Rashi's explanation. You could argue that chulin and kodshin are different. When does a bechor yarshin a double portion? Only when it comes to money, which is chulin, not when it comes to money, not when it comes to the meat, which is hektish. But the verdict is, according to Rashi's way of looking at it, you only have one son brought the korbanos anyhow. So he got all the money because he's the only one who was a nazir. This is a restricted kind of yerusha, only for the purpose of the korbanos of nazirus. But now that that's done, do we say that when it comes to eating the meat, we go back to the usual thing that the bechor gets a double portion, or maybe not? Maybe once the one son who was a nazir got the right to take this money and use it for his korbanos, maybe he gets all of it. Because again, we have the two possibilities. He elected to become a Nazir either while his father was alive or after his father died, as the two cases may be. But whatever it is, yeah, by doing that, he made himself eligible to Yarshin this money. Suppose that neither of them had become a Nazir, then that money would go straight to Nadava. Tosfos says rather that the vort is chulin versus hektin. Okay, before I get to Tosfos, actually, I'll mention the Rosh first because the Rosh's explanation is more straightforward than Tosfos. Is that the it's not really a new question. The Gemara is continuing with Rava's question that does the bechor get a double portion by chulin as well as kachim, or does he only get a double portion when it comes to chulin, and in this case, it's being kachim, then he wouldn't. So it's not a new question, but rather the continuation of Rava's question. Tosfos says that the vort is, Rabbi Tam says in Tosfos, that there are two possible ways that the father could have designated this money. We know he designated it to him. We know he didn't specifically say that that's for the individual korbanos, because then we wouldn't have any of this anyway. But within that, there's two ways he could have said it. He could have said a lashon of chulin. He could have said this money is for my nazirus, which is a lashon chulin, because he didn't mention the word karbanos. Or he could have said this money is for the karbanos of my nazirus. That's called chulin versus kachin. So you could argue that maybe only if the father said harelu nazirusi, maybe only then does the bechor have the right to a double portion of it, because it's a lashon chulin. But if he had said it's for karbonos nazirus, then maybe not. Even if both of them are nazirus, maybe they just get half and half. Or maybe not. Maybe it doesn't make a difference regardless of what lashon the father used. The reason behind it, the Ur Sameach has a long, interesting explanation in his Chiddushim and Rambam what would be the logic that there should be that distinction. And he explains based on a different Gemara that talks about the idea of why we have the whole concept of a chatas hamesa anyway. Why don't we say that l'chatchila he would never have declared it a chatas if he knew that it was going to end up going l'misa? It's halach l'mesha misinai. So the Ur Sameach explains basically. That over here, you could argue based on the lashon that the father used, maybe you could have sort of the various halachas, Moshe Messina, cancel each other out, kind of. And therefore you have the usual thing that the chatas would end up having to go to Nedava gets canceled out. And therefore, we treat it kind of like a regular Yerusha, and therefore the Pachor should be entitled to a double portion. Or maybe that thing of Nedava is still sort of an effect. I mean, it can't really be because we don't do it to Nedava. We use it for their Karbonis, but not it's not strong enough to allow the Pachor to get a double portion of it. Okay, now let's ask another question. Aviv Nazir Olam, v'hu Nazir Stam, what about, suppose the father declared that his Nazirus as a Nazir Olam, where we say he shaves his hair once and brings his Korbanus once a year, v'hu Nazir Stam, and the son declared a plain old Nazirus, or Aviv Nazir Stam, v'hu Nazir Olam, my, what would be the din in those cases? Do we say, Tigmir Nihilchus of the Stam Nazirus, maybe the Halacha Leshmi Sinai that we learned only applies to regular, standard Nazirus, or Dilma Leish, no, maybe there's no difference, Nazirus is Nazirus. If you're going to say that it doesn't matter in this case, either way, it's both, it may be two different types of Nazirus, but they're still, ultimately, they're both bringing their Korbanos in a state of Tara. They're both bringing the Korbanos that you bring the Tara. So then, Boy Ravashi, so Ravashi asks, based on that then, if you're going to make that assumption, and by the way, here we have, in all these discussions over here, the Rambam follows his usual rule that when the Gemara has a series of questions and each one is linked to the previous one with Imtim Tzoloimar, it means the Halacha is like the option that the Gemara chose for the Imtim Tzoloimar. So in this case, for example, since we're saying Imtim Tzoloimar, that both of them are the same thing, and now we're going to ask what if one Torah and one Tameh, that implies that, yes, there is no difference between Nazir Olam and Nazir Stam in this case. If the father was a Nazir Olam and the son's a Nazir Stam, or vice versa, doesn't matter. Given the circumstances in the Mishnah, then the son can still use it. And now, Boi Ravashi, all these Nazir Tameh, but who Nazir Tameh? What about if his father is a Nazir Tameh? The Tosfos talks about that means the exactly what it sounds like. The father became Tomei. He set aside money for the three Korbanos, the two birds, doing it as Nazirus. So he set aside while he became Tomei. So he set aside the money for the two birds and the sheep that he's going to have to bring. V'hu Nazir Tahar, and the son is a Nazir Tahar, meaning he never became Tomei. So is the son allowed to take that money that was set aside, that was meant to be used to buy the two birds and the animal, and add extra money and use it for the three animals that he needs? Or, Aviv Nazir Tahar, v'hu Nazir Tomei, or what if his father was a Nazir Tahar and he's a Nazir Tomei, so vice versa, that his father set aside money for Korbanos Tahara and he needs them now for Korbanos Tumah, so what would be the din? Teku, but actually the question is not so simple because on the face of it, of course you can't change one kind of korban into the other. Why should we think? Why is Ravashi even asking whether you can take money for korbanos tumah and change it into korbanos tahara or vice versa? Right? You can't. Yeah. The Tosfos alludes to and various other collections of Tosfos, I mean, Peretz and other collections of Tosfos from Rishonim explain that the Gemara's question rather is a little bit Ravashi's question is actually a little bit different. We are talking about Korbanos Tahara after all. We are talking about the father had set aside for Korbanos Tahara and the son also wants to use it for Korbanos Tahara. What we mean by Nazir Tameh and Nazir Tahar is the father might have had, let's say, he declared Nazirus 30 days, he became Tameh 2 weeks into it, so now he starts all over. And at the end, he's supposed to bring Korbanos Tahara, and meanwhile, before he has a chance to finish that second round, he dies. The son never became Tomei in the first place. The son was a Nazir Tahara throughout. So yes, both of them ultimately is Korbanos Tahara, but it's not the same kind of situation. The father's situation is different because he had to start his Nazirus over again, whereas the son didn't, or vice versa. The son had to start over and the father didn't. So that would be the question. It is the same kind of korban, so you don't have the issue of trying to change one kind of korban into another, but it's not the same circumstances. And the answer is teku, so the answer, Well, that's what we're asking. According to Rabbeinu Peretz and Chachmei Ivra and whatever, that's exactly the point of Ravashi's question.
And what do we mean?
So teku means that you can't...
One more likely than the other?
Usually in the case of the halachas of korbanos, most of the time teku usually means you shouldn't do it, but b'dieved, if you did, the korban was acceptable. I didn't look in Rambam to see what he says about that, but usually that in cases of korbanos when you have a suffix, usually that's what it amounts to. Well, in the case of Hilchos Nezirus and other things like that that only exist when there's a Bais Hamikdash, practically speaking, there's no later Persik except for the Aruch HaShulchan who writes about these halachas in the Aruch HaShulchan himself. The Aruch HaShulchan often largely bases himself on the Rambam, because who else, sometimes you have opinions of Tosfos and Raivet and so forth, but by and large, the Rambam is the only, is for the most part, the only Rishon that systematically passes all these halachas. Lamaisa, this is the kind of thing that Gemara says about a Hilchos of Mashiach. We don't really need to pass in halacha what's going to be the Limos of Mashiach, because the Limos of Mashiach will have a Sanhedrin, we'll have a Yoah Navi, etc., who will be able to pass in halacha. So when we say that Rambam paskin halacha, okay, that Rambam paskin, how it'll actually be Limos of Mashiach, that'll be up to the Beit Din HaGadol of that time.
It could change actually from the Rambam.
In principle, yes. Think of it. Suppose, for example, you have cases where Tosfos learns the Gemara differently than the Rambam. When Mashiach comes, and all of them are, when all of them are the Tzchias HaMeisim, all of them, the Rambam's not going to be the entire base that I got by himself. You're going to have 71 over there, right?
No, I understand.
Okay, so they may end up deciding like the Rambam. They may not end up. We don't have any way of knowing. Hadron Alach Mishana. Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, he's gone here?
Tomorrow morning, we should be able to do it. I don't see